Here in Southern California, the race for mayor in Beverly Hills is still too close to call. That's news because one of the candidates was born and raised in Iran. Jimmy Del Shad already has a seat on the city council and will get a turn as mayor if he's reelected. That's a source of pride for Iranians in Beverly Hills, and they now account for nearly a quarter of the city's population. But Del Shad has also been a lightning rod for critics who think local Iranians are gaining too much power. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Jimmy Del Shad isn't mayor yet. There are still several hundred ballots left to count. But that was a minor technicality for supporters who kept stopping Del Shad outside City Hall yesterday to shake his hand.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Great
I'm
to
very
see
you. Very happy.
You are?
It's great.
Del Shad is by far the community's most prominent Iranian. He came to Southern California like many from Iran, fleeing after the fall of the Shah's regime in the late 1970s. Del Shad made his money in the computer business, but jumped into politics when few of his fellow Persians dared. He says Tuesday's election was tough. He's holding on to a shot at the mayorship by just 7 votes.
Excited and exhausted.
Sitting in his city hall office yesterday, Del Shad says the race got heated when the city clerk decided to print the entire sample ballot in Farsi as well as English. Del Shad says immediately he was inundated with angry calls from residents. He remembers the first time he ran for city council 4 years ago. No hostilities, nothing. He says that's because everyone assumed an Iranian couldn't win.
Because of that, they didn't focus on me. They just ignored me.
Which do you prefer?
I prefer this one better. I prefer people focusing on me because I have something to prove. I can prove it. I hate it being ignored.
On election night, though, no one ignored him. Hundreds filled his mansion just blocks from City Hall to wait for election results and feast on a spectacular Persian buffet. Hundreds more came out to the polls to vote for Del Shad and 2 other Iranian candidates on the ballot. Voter Mali Salandaj, a local bank teller, says she'll be proud to have a Persian as mayor of the city.
Because it's the first time, so it's very important for us.
Participating in local politics is new for Iranians in Beverly Hills. For many years, they've been criticized for being too insular. And neighborly relations have been most strained over Iranians' architectural choices. Many tore down some of the city's stately homes to build ornate, marble-laden mansions, often dubbed Persian palaces. Famous men's clothier Fred Heyman has grimaced at such changes over the years. But while lunching at Spago's in Beverly Hills, Heyman says he's not worried about Iranians' growing political clout.
And they're good people like all other people. The mistakes were made early on by not having architectural control on the north side because it was a more charming community. But the people as a whole, they're great people.
Heyman says he supports Del Shad for mayor and respects him even though the two have tussled over local issues. Del Shad says he realizes there is still a lot of work to be done to bring the two communities together, and he hopes he gets to do just that.
We need a bridge. We need some people that make that bridge. Hopefully, I'll be one of those bridge makers.
Del Shad won't know for sure whether he'll be Beverly Hills' next mayor until tomorrow. That's when the city clerk will give final certification of the vote. Either way, Del Shad says he still loves this city. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Beverly Hills.